Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Those of you calling in at the 773-897-6461 number, get ready for some fun. This is Friday and the fun part of it is just starting. This is Jethro Smith. I welcome you to our fun, positive shows you heard there on our intro and our wonderful one from Brooke. A wonderful intro to explaining what we do. We're here to do good, to do fun, to give you the psychic reading or the medium reading or the intuitive reading that you need to help you in your daily affairs or weekly, depending on what the guides show. And I say we, I have a phenomenal individual you're going to love. All of you know this individual. She's an actor. She does producing. She works as a psychic medium, community activist, just a fun, special person. On those of you who know about reality TV, Patty Negri. Patty, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. Hey, Jethro. Happy Friday.
I know you've been all wild and busy. We got so many questions for you.
Yes.
How was the house?
The house was great. Everything. I had last week was great. I'm sorry I wasn't there to everybody. I missed you madly. Thanks for covering the fort without me, Jethro. My thanks to Kimberly Ward, who was trying to be on the air, but I think the spirits wouldn't let her. But, I was in the middle of doing a TV show on last Friday, but thinking about you guys, of course.
I love it. And I told her, Kimberly, after we got finally realized that the Skype wasn't going to let us play, I said, we'll have to do a show. And I said, we'll work together. She can come on with me and you together. We've got the time. And,
yes.
You know, you guys have done a radio show together. And I met Kimberly. We're just phenomenal. That's one thing that's one of the things I wanted to talk tonight about with the subject is, Patty, I think this is something that's really good for the new individuals. And, you know, we complement. We work together. I've had people ask me, you know, why do I have 15 psychics on Psychics Gone Wild? I said, well, why not more? Because what it is we work together to help the individual. I think that all of us have fortes, and I love about Patty, that's one thing everybody says, well, you guys just go at it. We work at it and go at the reading, especially when it comes to mediumship. I was a little nervous of it. And Patty, tell everybody a little bit of the mediumship. I had someone tonight ask me, they said, you're going to be on with the medium? I said, yes.
A small medium at large. It's just another version of the gifts. You know, we can't guarantee who's coming here, but they usually do. Spirits are usually real happy to communicate when there's an interest there from us. And that's something I've been doing just since I was, as long as I can remember. I just knew as a little kid that those imaginary friends, you know, in the closet and under the bed weren't imaginary at all. They were spirits I can communicate with, get real information with, and been figuring out what that meant my whole life.
I love it. And that's why I encourage all of you guys to get with Patty. We know she's doing classes and we want that. We want you to go in and do a class with Patty, work with her, contact her. You know, you guys can get her at psychicsgonewild.com and we've got all of her information and Patty will give you hers too. But we want you to do that because one of the things that I've been amazed, and this is something I can truly speak, you know, in all honesty, is that we've known each other a couple of years. Patty puts this into a very positive realm. And I think that's where we're at now. With the individuals that are working in 2014, this is a year where you have to work on the energies. There's no, you know, we all went through our ascensions. We went through the energies. Now the 2014 is strengthening. So you have someone like Patty who is able to go through the veil or work with the elements. I had a person tease me. They said they listened to the show and now they're trying out some of your suggestions on how their element and they're going to go out and camp out. They've never been out of the city.
I love it. I love it.
I think Patty's getting people to get off the couch and out into the world. And, you know, you say, Patty, there's magic all around us. If someone were to ask you, what would be some of the ideas you could say that would be ways to start them out learning about magic? I know you've told us about candle reading, which was so fun. Tell us about some ideas they can do to do some magic.
The best thing you do is, again, I work elementally. And it's the awareness. It's waking up to what's around you. Without getting into the belief system and the cosmology, we have kind of four directions. We have air, fire, water, earth. Let's go there. Your earth, that's your grounding. That's your safety. That's, everything, the grounding that you would be there. Your fire, that's your passion. That's your love. That's good sex, that's changing things. Your water element is that flow, the emotion, the love. Your air element, that's your thinking side. That's your intelligence. That's your sense of organization. That's, think of flying like birds on wing. That's your big picture view of things. So if you're going like, okay, I'm feeling one way, or I need a little fire for something. I want to switch something in my life. I want to change it up. I want to bring some passion and I want to bring some creativity. What can I do to get some fire going? Work with a candle. Go out and, bask in the sun a little while. Do some energy work, do some, heka work to get some sounds. It's like waking up around you. I need some earth. Literally, I see this all the time. Go hug a tree. It's 1960s as that sounds. Trees are the information keepers. Go sit with your backbone along the trunk of the tree. Listen, listen closely. You'll hear everything. You'll start hearing the whispering. Grab a stone. Speak your truth into a rock or a crystal or a leaf or a flower. Go run your hands in water. You're feeling anxious. You're feeling like a little stuck or feeling too grounded. Literally go, if you can't take a bath or jump in the ocean, run your hands through some water. Dip your feet in water. You start feeling what those elements feel, what the attributes they have. That's step one in magic. And know that we, our bodies, have every tool you need between our touch, between the energy we can create and direct within our hands, within our bodies, within our third eye, between our breath and breath work we can do, between the sounds we can make with our, with our voice, whether in singing or whether in chanting or humming or just making sounds. We are just little magical toolboxes from head to toe. Start there and work out.
I love it. And see, those of you who are working with the energy, I got a lot of you guys already emailing me all the things, and that's exactly, you can get this back in the archives. I could have just wowed. Patty, I love you dearly. We're going to grab a couple of the phones. And speaking of, if we grab you, don't grab back. No, I'm kidding. Which is going to be really fun, and it's Psyche's Gone Wild. Be ready to be a little hilarious. We do know that it's Mercury, so, plan for those silly things that happen when Mercury retrograde's going. But remember, it's also a time to work on things. It will come undone, and you'll see things that maybe in your system wasn't always perfect because of Mercury. It's a really good time to just watch your system and notice, this is something I've been doing in routine, and this is a better way to do it because it brings things to your attention that you didn't notice before. 908, you're not that late. We love you. You're here. How are you doing, dear?
I'm doing great. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
I actually talked on Facebook a little while ago.
Oh, awesome.
I got a question. It's not about love or anything like that. I know that I'm going to meet the right person. I have a problem with UPS. I send a package in a UPS drop-off box on the 17th of January, and I have my tracking number, and it never showed up to where we're supposed to be delivered, and UPS is giving me a runaround, and I don't know if, will it show up where it's supposed to go, or...
Oh, wow.
Like,
wow. And UPS they didn't say they dropped it off or anything, or they?
No, I have the tracking number and it says an order process ready for UPS, but it was never, that's my tracking number to go back to the company that I was supposed to go to, but it's not like they even received the package.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's sounding, this is not my psychic specialty, like finding things and knowing things. It's just not one of my strong suits. But so, Jethro, I would love for you to jump in if so inclined. But I'm feeling it's really kind of lost there. Not like it was delivered to the wrong place, but like it's somewhere lost in a corner somewhere on the back of a truck at UPS. But again, Justin, if you're getting anything, feel free to jump in because this is never anything I've really focused on or specialized in.
I love no, and I'm the same. I'm the same mode with this. I am good with finding it, but I think you're right on it, Patty, because they're telling me that they're going to talk with you, and I feel that you're going to be. It's going to take the little runaround. It's going to end up going to their place, and it's going to take another contact. It does, and unfortunately, I see you on the phone going through this. It is a shame for you because it looks like what happens here is I'm getting it going on for even a couple of days. They say here it's going to be, and then you've got to make the contact, and it looks like you've gotten the real spin on. When their service is not really doing well, and I, it seems like what's happened is that the individuals that are working there have done this. It's like it's a combination of, like I said, it's over in a corner, and then I see it them still going here, and they take it to the main office, and then it's just what a day for you. And it is Mercury retrograde. I got to tease you. This wasn't a blue package or anything with Mercury, was it?
No, it was a white package, a little white package. With a phone in it.
Oh, the phone. See, Mercury, when that's communication. The only reason is, and during times with this, you know, everybody's like, with Mercury, and that's what it is, and that's what's happening. Ironically, I did the same thing, and now that you said this, you've got me nervous, because mine was supposed to show up, and it hasn't neither. Mine was supposed to be here, and they told me to be sure here, and I was here all day today with it, waiting, you know, and it's funny, even psychic, like you said there, I'm sitting here going, because I can feel the apprehension with it. It's like, you know, here we are, Mercury. This is what we're not supposed to do. When you've got things in Mercury, you know, I'll kind of go around it. But you need a phone. You need a phone. You know.
So you think is will we be back because it's going through T-Mobile? Do you think it will be back before March? Before they make me pay for like that phone?
I feel by March you'll get it. This is here we are. In February, don't you, Patty? I feel like by then.
Yeah, I think it. It shouldn't take that long, and. Oh man, and it was really well marked, right? You marked the package well.
Well, it's the shipping label that come. I got it. I'm sorry, I'm eating a cracker. It was a shipping label that was given to me. It was a shipping label that was given me to T-Mobile because they actually sent me a phone. I took the phone out of there, put my phone, the defective phone, in there. Have my sister drive me over to that UPS drop-off box, put it in there, and a couple of days later, it should have been there on the 22nd of that weekend and never showed up.
Wow. I would definitely keep on UPS, like Jethro said, because
I filed a complaint. I did file a complaint through the Better Business Bureau just to make sure.
I'm glad, and I'll tell you, and I'm glad it. Now I can tell you, I've had things, and those know Gaetano Vivo, who's an angel worker, has given away things here. We went through almost 2 months; it was insane. And in Italy is where it was headed back. Once it hits Italy with their system, they will throw it away. And they told me over the phone that if it hits Italy, it's anybody's grab. I mean, they fight for postcards. The guy let me know. He's like, "Your mail is any guess." He goes, "You've got a box with CDs in it and books. Good luck." I'm just like, "What?" Yeah. So. You got my prayers. We're going to put that energy to you. Yeah, definitely get a hold of it. Send me a thing, and I'll send you. It's called an abundance prayer. It works real well. I'm bringing your things with it. It's a how to bring things to you. But, you know, I'll just send it to you free, and it also helps untangle it. I may be saying the prayer tonight with my work because I realize this phone's not here. Me and my relationship, we got home from a class, and I thought, well, I knew I had to be here all day. And I looked at the thing, and they're like, it definitely was to be here today. And I'm like, when you said that, I thought, what is this message saying to me?
Well, somebody was telling me that that everything got screwed up with UPS this year. Like, people are still getting their Christmas gifts, and that some kind of hub got closed down this year. And she was telling me that it kind of got held up, because I'm from New Jersey, in some kind of New Brunswick, New Jersey. That's where it was held up. And she was feeling that it should be there by the end of this month, like, and then she said that they might get, like, T-Mobile, with all the, what I'm going through with them, they might give me something, like, after they get the phone, like, they might give me, like, a gift or something.
Do that. I feel you should work on that. And definitely, you know, and this is something that we've had to go through with the United States. I do feel that. And making sure with their department that, you make them understand that you have waited for it. It's something that's become a common practice, and it's something we talk about a lot in business or law offices. Is because of this, then they do something comparable, like you said, give you this, do this, work with you, because it's become a system where they, you know, we all love the computers, we all do it, but it just become a common factor that they're running late. So, speaking, and we thank you for calling. I hate to run on you, but
people
are pushing. You know,
thank you, thank you. Yes. Yeah, I think you're going to get it or something. Something will turn out okay.
You're feeling here. We are going. Psychics Gone Wild. You guys, don't push, don't shove. We've got lots of love. We're going to let you in. We got to get a hold of the phone again. 805, you are live. How are you, 805?
Yes, hi, Jessel. And hi, this is Donna from California.
Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Love question. Oh, good.
Yay,
yes,
we want love.
Friday.
We want love.
It's a love. It's a love question. I've been on the internet, and I met this man named Nando, and he lives in Spain. I think he lived in Germany. He's not Spanish. I think he's more German. And we're going back and forth. He's a widow, and I wanted to know, what do you see with this?
With Nando.
Nando. It's not Spanish, but it's a German name, actually.
German. Actually, my first reaction wasn't really good, but now it's kind of switching over. I just get a little bit of caution in there about going slow. And
oh, we are. We decided we're going very slow. We're going to be friends for a long time. Internet, he's calling me tomorrow, and then he'll probably fly out here in a few months, like maybe 3 months, and then I'll fly to Spain.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to bring my sister with me. I'm bringing my sister with me.
That sounds good.
And he's going to pay for me to go there. So.
Good with Donna and Nando. Yeah, so that feels good. I think that was just my one thing, that you be smart, you be careful, you go slow, not just for the safety part of it, but for all part of it. You really get to know him. But I'm pulling some good cards that you could really be actually good for each other, and it could be really good for you.
Yeah.
It's strengthening for you. So have fun with it.
Yeah, he has really good values, and I like that. And he loves to travel, and I'm a world traveler, so I think that, you know, we have a lot in common.
It feels really good, and I'm pulling everything that's good, and my rod said it was good too, so.
Very much. And I love what the guys are saying with you. They said it's time for you to really enjoy some things. It looks like you've been through a little bit of a struggle. They're saying, the guys are telling me that I hear this song. They're like playing a music around you. They're like, it's time for you to feel the love you feel. You know, it's like, I'm telling my age. Everybody's like, we never heard that song. It's my age. Deal with it. They got somebody over here teasing me.
I'm probably older than you.
No. And I love it. And they're telling me, they said, it's like, deal with it, love that you knew. Telling me that song is a song that was very rhythmatic and my age and group. And it was just basically a just very casual love now that you've done smooth sailing. I love what Patty said with the cards, and this is where I can feel when she does the tarot. I always love with Patty's; they're always alive. Her cards are like magically laid out there, and you can feel the colors going wong. And they're telling me that you are you're headed for that magic ride. I feel that it's there, and they keep showing that you've kind of had a little bit of stuff going on. And we've talked a little bit about the other stuff here being odd, but I feel that there's a little bit of energy that you're releasing. We were talking earlier about the orange and the power. They're telling me that the guides are saying that like a lot of energy into your orange, and then visualize out that there is some power that you've got to shift it a little bit so you can take in more.
What do you mean by shift?
Okay, the chakra is a vortex. It's a moving energy in your body, the orange there. And by shifting it, you're bringing in light, visualizing it, moving that chakra clockwise to open it out. And then you shift it by opening and raising it out bigger and then flowing out with your energy to release all energies in it. You visualize light in through your nose, into that chakra, heal, harmonize, and balance it, and then out like a match. Because I got to be honest with you, they tell me that you're very strong and powerful, and they're wanting to download some more energy, but you've had a bad relationship. You've had something here with a male before, and you absorb some of his stuff, not to be mean, but you've got some of his stuff. Yes, he needs to be traded for a better model.
Yeah, he was a drinker, and I'm not, and it was just too much for me.
Oh my Lord.
I loved him dearly, and, you know, we were great friends and great, you know, lovers and everything, but the drinking, I couldn't handle it, so, yeah.
I feel it, and that does happen sometimes, especially with ladies are really good in the energy of being a protector, strong, and people understand that a woman's energy a lot of times is stronger. I will go to read someone, and I laugh at married men because they'll come in, and I'm getting all this stuff on their wife, and they're going, whoa, and I'm like, because her energy's all over you. And I told one guy, I said, just know. He goes, I've made a fortune in my life, and I've done all. I said, you know, not to hurt your feelings, but you had, like, squat for energy. Here you were, this little cash guy in baseball. This girl falls in love with you and just what you had there. So your energy's there. So by you doing the energy in, you will bring your energy back with it, breathing in light, and just breathe it in. I've had ladies get real vendetta. They're like, it's all mine. Give it back to me. You know, the guy's like, oh, my gosh. You know, I woke up and I had this headache and felt like half of my hair was missing. But it was like the energy coming back. You know what I mean, Patty? So just visualize the energy sitting down in a calm state, relaxed, bringing in light. And then feel that, and you are gonna feel awkward. It's gonna feel a little bit different because the stuff of his has to, of course, leave. So people will visualize the orange and anything darker that you put light around it. Visualize the big orange chakra there, healing, harmonizing, and balancing color energy, and out a couple of really good strings. And then if you have any bergamot's a really good aromatherapy. Or I put it on the light, and then I turn on the bulb. You know, you put on the bulb and then turn it on the light. We'll warm it in your house. I use all the cheap aromatherapy. A lady tell me, she goes, well, I bought the camp and I bought the light, and I felt all embarrassed, and I go, well, I kind of like stuck it on a 60-watt bulb, and it did the same thing. So a little bit of it in the house, and I feel you will be like really even help with the energy.
Ooh, okay, I'll do that.
Thank you for...
I'm at the point. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you. Yeah, go for it. It's good.
Love you, and make sure you put in psychicsgonewild.com. We are giving away prizes tonight. We're getting a little wilder because it is our birthday, and we want to give away presents. So all of you guys do it. Are you a Jan fan? It's coming close. January 17th is our birthday. That night, we will be giving away some, I call it the mother load. We're going to give away a lot of stuff, everything from books of Gary Wimmer, Jethro Smith, Pamela Cummings. There's a guy, Guy Fatano video in there, and there's a reading by me. It's like, it's just, we're celebrating. If you're a Jan fan, we have right now, I want to say proudly, 1,326 Jan fans. So put in, it's not that many for our show. You guys know how many of you guys put in. I had someone ask me, can you put in twice? I said, well, why not? We are wild. We're not hold you down and make you behave. So come on in. Let's have some fun. 541, you're next with Patty and Jethro. How are you doing, our little 541? Oh my God! Is this the Pledge of Allegiance of America? I have been good. I will be. I for one. I think that we've just hit the police. It's car and it's red. It wasn't me. I had to stop and go fast. That's not a California stop. If you smile twice, that's a Pasadena okay. So, just kidding. I don't know what was going on, but they're too busy for us, and let's not take them away from that. 315. It's Mercury retrograde. Are you with us?
Hello, Jethro. This is Annette.
Annette, I'm so glad to have you. What was going on? Did you hear the person before? I think they were doing a bingo game or something.
Yeah, I was just packing up. I'm glad you didn't open the phone when I was packing up.
Well, the one ahead of you was packing out. They were like going to the bar. I want two Pepsis and a chili. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I know it.
I got. I know that I love you dearly. This is a friend of mine, and you've always, you know, have been one of our loyal followers. I am going to say something real quick. I'm so happy that you found out with the test that it's not as severe as you thought. And I want. I know you as a friend. I pray for you every day. You know that I write you on Facebook because you're a sweetheart, right?
Well, thank you so much. Same here.
And ask Patty a question. We've got the phenomenal Patty Negri. She's the wild one tonight. I think we brought this thing in. She comes back and brings McDonald's intercom or something. Like, I want a Big Mac.
Oh, man. You didn't have to ask McDonald's.
I love McDonald's.
Okay. I just want to know if one of you could tell me. I've been looking at houses to where I want to move, and I found one really nice today. And I'd have to do a lot of conning to get the price down. Do you see it happening?
To get the price down to where you can afford it, or are you going where you can do it? Can you get the price down on this particular house? I think you. My Roths are saying that you can, and they're usually really, really right. Has it been on the market for a little while?
I just looked it up. Actually, my fiancé looked at it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'd have to sell. I have two properties. Well, I actually have three properties here. I have land, but it's two parcels, and then I have my house, but I really wanted to keep my house, you know, here in New York and move down to North Carolina. And I was figuring, because I was a realtor at one point, that I'd have to sell all three of them to pay for this house because it's nice, you know. And I figured, okay, I got to really put all my effort into this if I wanted this. And yet I don't like to put all my eggs in one basket either, you know.
I am getting a warning about don't get in too over your head. I'm definitely getting a warning about getting in over your head because the joy of this will – so either figure out a way – you know, to really negotiate it or, you know, sell what you have to sell. But I did see that it could mess you up more mentally than worrying about getting in too over your head about it. But I think that they're going to be able to negotiate. But I did really just pull some cards on that. But you've got something really good coming up, and it could be that. Are you also working on a new project that there is some good new income coming in, or maybe that is the selling of some of the properties? Because I see money coming in.
Well, there's a couple things. My land's for sale, and I put it on the Craigslist, and I gave my realtor friend the lead because I hired a realtor, even though I used to be one, because I got so much going on with my life right now. And then I have unclaimed funds from my grandmother's estate that came. It popped up on the internet, so I have my attorney working in on that. Do you see anything with that?
Yeah, I see something again. I see money coming in. It's like in process, in the works. And it's something that like you're due. So it certainly could turn out to be the unclaimed, the grandma, mother, or something like that. Something a little. And again, you're really good at kind of figuring things out, right? That's one of your strong suits. Figuring this, like working out a puzzle. Spirit's sort of telling me that there's kind of a puzzle to work out and that this is you're really good at. But but do look at it a little bit like that. Again, don't just jump in with everything and figure it'll all work out. Work it out.
Yeah, I don't want the house to own me, you know. And
no.
It's a beautiful house. It'd be a beautiful bed and breakfast. This is what I'm thinking. You
ooh.
Know, I mean, it's gorgeous, you know. But I don't know if it's in the right area to be commercialized or anything like that. It just got thrown at me tonight, you know?
Right.
So,
well, there's some good stuff
gorgeous.
There. But again, well, dot all your T's and cross your I's or whatever that saying is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, be careful with
that. In New York State, it would be twice as much, you know, because like I said, I used to sell real estate. And I'm looking at that house and I'm thinking, wow, that would be twice as much in New York State, you know? Mm-hmm. I'd have
thank
to shut up at the house right
thank
now.
You.
We
thank
love
you
so dearly.
Much.
No, I got to ask you, did you do a prayer or something? Because they've been sending me. I just got another slip from Mind Body Expo there in, it looks like it's the 21st and the 22nd, and they've given me a special deal if I'll come there. It made me feel very good. I'm going to contact them tomorrow, but I want to thank you. And I may see you in New York. I thought I've heard a lot. I've never read there, but I said it's a blast. I teased them because I told Gina has to come down. She's close to Maine. Somebody better be up there because I got wild, and Patty was there in L.A. We had people, but I'm a psychic that can get lost in a small town. You're not throwing me into New York and go wild, Jethro. I will never come out of there. You know, it's like, whoa.
There you go.
So I thank you. You guys are New York fans. You may love that. We've got two of them here on the line, and thank you with the energy they're writing now that they're going. Dan is writing that Patty is the best. I love her dearly. I cannot believe that she deals with Jethro week after week.
I know. Come on.
I love you guys. New York. I am psychic. I know where you live. So 561. How are you doing, wild 561?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Patty and Jeff. It's Well, it's Friday night, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. And I recently ran into somebody that I know of, but not that well. And I was wondering if and when, like, how could I say it? If there's, like, an attraction there or, you know, what astrological sign is coming up, because I want to see if it's him or someone else.
So you're feeling attracted to them, and you're wondering if they're feeling attracted to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give us their first name?
David.
David. Ooh. Ooh, that looks really good. That actually does look good. I'm pulling some really good and kind of relationship cards. But do you have somebody else in the picture as well?
No, I don't at all.
Okay, because I'm sort of seeing two people. So maybe that's coming in. But I'm pulling a really good time for you. So whether it's him or him and somebody else or somebody else. So let me ask my...
There is also this other person, but I don't know that I know of. But I don't know if that's what you're talking about. I just know of him, and I don't know if he's attracted to me. Aaron?
Yeah, maybe it is Aaron. My brother's sort of saying it could be him, too, because I definitely see two interests. Okay.
Because I ran into them on the same day, and it was just briefly, and, you know, it's
Isn't
just...
that fun? Yeah, that's how they pulled out with me. I pulled out a card for you, like, embracing the whole world, and then here where there's two men, and then there's these, like, fairy tale cards. And
oh, my gosh.
Kind of embrace it. So maybe that was just, you were just emitting some really... pretty magical energy that day and feeling good about life, about yourself and universe.
Like
okay,
said,
here.
Like you said, it's Mercury retrograde coming up, so I'm wondering, you know, if it'll be bad to, like, you know, initiate anything then?
I'm not one to let stuff like that rule me. I mean, you take it into consideration, especially with technology and communication. Like,
do you see, like, when anything will come about with this guy?
The first one, the David. I see one of them more than the other. One of them, there's just confusion or circumstances or something else. So, okay, can something come across with David? Yeah, I could. I think it's a slow and easy thing, but it looks really positive, and that's the first thing I saw. But again, I also see something else there.
Which one was like stronger?
Okay, so is David stronger? Is Aaron stronger? David stronger? I get David. And that's the one you're more interested in, too.
That's the one I see. Yeah, that's the one we had more of a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, so, again, Jethro, you could jump in on this one. I don't think I wouldn't be doing any big things, but it wouldn't be bad to start a conversation or deepen the relationship right now. Jethro, do you think?
I do, and I feel that it's really good here. I love what the angels are saying, and I love when Patty did that because we both got the mail, and it's like I feel like it is going to be even stronger with him, and I think that's why the guys did bring him in, and I got a really positive and chill when Patty said those cards because they're saying that magic and that energy, and the little people are helping that fairy loam. They want you to pick this other person. I feel like that Aaron has a strong chemistry. I can't even talk. I'm a little orange juice. There's nothing else in it. But I love what the angels are saying. They're telling me, I got to get your first name again here.
Laura,
they're telling me with you and the energy that there's a little bit of something happening here with that we've got to get with it. They keep doing it. It's a country song they're playing in Show Me Energy that we've got to get your where you feel real. I feel like that there's a lot happening with you and it's mentally stressing you a little bit. We've got to get you to with Gabriel and the angel of laughing and the energy, and they're telling me to put things around you that are very green, growing energy, because what's happening is that's what the guides want. Those little people are wanting that. The energy's wanting it, and they're telling me that you are having something else a little bit more with yourself, dealing with some other situations there with it. I feel like he's the one you talk about relationship, but they keep telling me we've got to get you. It's like the energy's got to go because he's trying to get around, and your energy's kind of hiding a little bit or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly, you know.
Green music is heart music.
But you
know,
see, like the mutual chemistry, like, an attraction.
I do, and I love what they said, and I knew the one was good, like Patty said, but I feel like that's cash. And I think, I'm not trying, and I can see the emails. I'm not saying tell her to go be a player. I'm telling her to enjoy both of the individuals and the meeting, the knowing, because they're also telling me this is a good experience for you to get you out a little bit into the world a little bit with it. That here's one you're docking, here we are going, because I feel like they're a little, and I wouldn't say inhibited, but I feel like there's a little bit of energy here going, and they keep showing me that in your life and things that are happening right now, the stresses and the things in the work are keeping you a little tense. It's hard for you to let your hair down. Is that a polite way of saying it?
Exactly. I haven't let my hair down. So I guess it's time.
It is. You called a favorite to me and Patty are always letting our hair down. We've thrown it around. We're like the wild one. And the guide said to tell you that I'm supposed to let you know that the love you've earned is also another part of something here with this karma right now because of Saturn, and that's why you have the two gentlemen. This is going to be for you a little bit of the Gemini in the middle of energy of your midheaven or something. You're going to get it in two choices a lot. Geminis have double choice. I also feel like you're a little diverse. You're that very unique individual too, that because you haven't let your hair down, you've got all this extra energy, so it may take a little of energy to go, okay, this would be the person with it, because you're not, you know, a lot of people, and I'm not going to offend them, but there's a lot of individuals who are just, this is how I am, this is how it is. With you, I feel you're diverse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a compliment. They're telling me that I feel that very strong. I would say Aaron of the two. I feel it was a good combination with the one, but I feel like Aaron of them. And, you know, Laura, we're going to head here. We got other ones going, but did we help you? I know you're new here. Do you think we need to lay off the orange juice and quit?
Yes, I'm happy that, you know, at least. So you're saying spring is winter or spring, this is going to happen?
I'm feeling, yeah, Patty, what were you getting time there? Because show me, it keeps giving it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little bit of wait because, like Jethro said, it's some time for you're coming like almost out of your shell. You're coming, you're opening up, and you should consciously do that every day, like little baby steps every day of just kind of claiming your power a little bit more. And the stronger you are and you feel, and it's just kind of, it's time to spend a little bit of time on you too, if that makes sense.
And girly time, like the bubble bath, the extra things. I'm smelling freesia. I know these are really positive things to do to bring in the energy of it. I laughed at people that I love the little water imps, they call them. I've had really good luck with being from the Rocky Mountains. We have beautiful little, you know, waterfalls they love and winter energy. And I see that. I know that that's what they're saying, to take that time, laugh, do the energy to get there where you can put in some things that you like the essence of. Rose is good for love, but I also know that rose brings strength. They're telling me that you are you're one of those individuals that find the kind of sense that makes you feel good. Take that time, you know, and I always remember the old commercial, Calgon, take me away, that kind of thing, to laugh and just feel good. And then I see you taking an energy of, okay, I've had my girly time, now I do the other balance, and I go out and I do a little bit of energy here, because there is something here of whatever you're doing for work is you physically need to go somewhere and, you know, I wouldn't say go out and be a kickboxer, but I'm saying you need to go somewhere and go, wah, you know, let it out. You know,
mm-hmm.
Body slamming dancing, something a little tense, you know. You know, so, but Laura, we thank you and blessings to you, and keep listening. And please, you know, check in on us and you know, be a Jan fan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So,
We love that, Laura, and we're having a little bit of time, so we're going to take just a few minutes here. Those of you, don't get wound up on the phones. Nobody's pulling your hair. What we're doing is we're sitting here, being a little good. We've got the energy, and it'll take a little bit just to get it back in sync. We've got quite a few phones spinning. I had someone tell me that they get really sick of them. They can hear us, and then they hear mute, unmute, mute, unmute, and what's happening is that the phones are doing that. What we know right now is we just had a big surge, so that means in energy we just had also extra people. Me and Patty's show always goes, you know, we at least do an hour, sometimes a little longer. This is the time where all the other friends of ours, which I tease them, we know that they go to other shows too, decide to come and play with us. So right now they're all coming in and we know who you are. Sit down quietly. Do not tear up anything, but we're going to tease you as you come in. We love you. It just takes a little bit of energy to give them to come in. And now I've learned that when we have this wave, go with it. Don't fight it or you will get bubbles up your nose. So I just relax. Now you guys are teasing me. Yes, Patty Negri's here tonight. I've got a lot of you guys writing me on Skype and already going. I've learned to multiple task because on Facebook, I've got a couple questions here. Patty, one of the situations I've had in my life is that I have always had dreams of Merlin. I know, it just like I have felt what he looked like and was actually a part of my life. I have now found the most unique store in my a town close to the town I live by. I have went in and I have been buying items that I feel are going to help me become more in tune with this past life or at least energy that I have with Merlin. Patty, what do you think of this, and should I be checked into an institute?
No, that is beautiful. The Merlin mythologies, or whatever, real, not real, all that even doesn't matter, are beautiful stories. They're classic. They're classic lessons and parables, just this, the same as the Jesus stories, the Merlin stories, the this stories. It's when you're getting into the search for the Grail, the Holy Grail, the crown, the Holy Crown, it's magical. And if you're finding this might be one of your major paths to follow. And there's many, many, many like you. So go beyond just the trappings of it. And Merlin, look into the philosophy, the stories, the meanings, the beliefs behind it. Yeah, that's not crazy at all. It's beautiful. It's romantic. It's very much the pagan way. It's magic. It believes in magic. So go for it.
I love that. And we've got an energy bill right in here on the, they're going, Patty, I do a little bit of candle work, and I had a person tell me that if I use a taper candle for love, it is different than a votive candle. What do you feel on my candle magic, and who knows best?
Okay. Well, you know best. You know best. I don't know that the difference of a votive or a taper, one, if you're going to do some sigil work on it and you're going to do some writing work on it, I always go for the one I can do the most writing on. I'm going to go for a fatter one or a bigger one. Depends on if you're doing a short ritual where you just need a little votive, or you're doing something longer, or you want a kind of flame you want. I honestly don't believe that there's going to be a different specific energy that this candle versus that candle. Sometimes you need a 7-day glass candle. Sometimes you want a little glass, a little votive. Sometimes you want a tea light because you're doing something short and focused and going. Sometimes you want a big old kahuna because you want to burn something and roll that candle in ashes and oil, and you want to write in sigils and you want to put something underneath it. But in my years of practice, I have not found that one is better over the other. It depends on literally some of the logistical use that you need for it. What size do you need? What are you doing with it? You know, color is important. But again, books might tell you 100 different things in the books. But more true than any book is your thought, your intuition, your sense of truth. Because your sense of truth may not be mine, may not be Jethro's, and they're all right. But go with yours.
I love that, and I just agree. And I, you know, and that's something that I want to talk to you guys. I've had a couple of you guys write me the most hilarious things with it. Is that it? You know, there's no thing that's ever a wrong answer. It's just like Patty said, it is with the energy of it. But I had a friend tease me about this. They said, Jethro, why do you read some of this stuff when we've heard it before? For that very reason, like Patty said, that you need to hear it again. I had a person tell me that they listen to our show and they always get pieces and energy. That's what I want you to do. I want you to hear this, feel it. Like, Patty just gave you some really valid information. I have a person writing to me here, Patty, I used red candles for love. Then I found out it was energy. If I put 3 red candles together for energy, wouldn't this be a hot red night in the city? I would think, wouldn't you?
I'd say so. You know, it's love, it's passion. 3 is that magic 3. But again, yes, that is the natural, that is the magical principles or that would go with that. But again, if you can direct it any way you want. That is what's going to be there. Yes, red candles. You know, I do love spells in lots of different ways. Sometimes I use red a lot. I use white a lot, again, for the purity. I'll use pink a lot for that softness of love. Where red's going into the passion, then maybe you're wanting the gentler love of pink. Or, you know, if it's for you, use your favorite candle. My favorite spell, I'd be like, what is your favorite color? Make that candle for you, and then we're going to represent that coming lover in with one like a red. So, but yeah, it sounds like passion to me. 3 red candles.
Woo-woo. And now we got the phone to let go of you. 360, what do you know? What are we going to do with you? Oh, no.
Hi.
360? Hi, you little shy one.
I was just running to the phone. this is Lori from Washington State.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I was calling because I wanted to know how my son's doing. I had a really bad dream last night, and you know, about him, and so I'm kind of worried, you know.
What's his first name, if you don't mind?
His first name's Mark.
Mark, and are you not in contact with him?
Right, his dad. And that side of the family has done everything to, you know, keep us apart.
How old is he?
27.
Yeah, I'm actually getting that he's kind of, that he's in a relationship, is it, or a new relationship or a rediscovered relationship, a love relationship?
I saw him one time with a girl that, you know, so I think so. I don't know for sure, but I think so.
I think that's where his focus is right now, and that's where his energy and attention is going. I see a lot of big shifting going on with him, a lot of big shifting. But I'm getting that it's good over not good. I'm getting that it's a maturity. I'm getting that he's making some realizations and things and kind of an independence coming in.
And I feel a little bit of aching going with him.
A little what?
I feel like there's a little bit of, like Ty said, that's independence and it's growing. And I feel that there's another part of him that's a little bit of, it's like it's breaking or it's changing energy around him. Mm-hmm. It's like there's breaking energy. And I do apologize. Mercury's decided to be really wild, and now we got to sound like bubble kids. But it's like, we are now in the essence of fun. But it's like the energy is showing me with you, Lori, that it is going on here. I do feel that there is a concern, and why you're getting the apprehension with the mom, too, is I feel like there's some other people that you're not now able to keep him back from. I do feel that they're going to go through it. This girl that he loves, there is another individual that's kind of competitive there or something, and you're feeling a little bit of that energy. You know, a lot of moms, that intuitive mom, you're feeling that energy of him. I feel like that this relationship is there, but I feel like that he's also, he's kind of running from some kind of responsibility a little bit.
Well, do you think he'll ever speak to me again?
That's what I'm getting here. I get that responsibility and that being with the karma and the energies together. I do, and I feel hurt. I can feel some of the sadness you've gone there. You have my respect. I tease my kids terribly. They would never get away with not speaking to me. It's like, I just like, mm-hmm. But I feel the energy and I feel the heartbreaking. I feel like this is part of that breaking away. I was feeling that breaking, and I feel that the really intense thing here is that he is, he's very strong. Give me his date of birth.
8/26/86.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Here you go with the Earth, and you've got the August birthday, the Virgo, very Vulcan logic, very strong Earth, but very strong with this. He's set in his ways with the energy. You two have this other round. I do see it take a little bit, but like Patty said, the woman, and it's a good thing in one way because this other woman's going to bring him back to you. You know, this is something that I can say as, you know, as being a son with a mom in energy, our mom's always in a place, even if you fight with them, even if you have odd energy. I'm feeling a little hurt with you that you're going to take care of you, Lori. There's something going on here with you a little bit.
I have a lot of medical problems, and then I had to move in December, you know, and I moved into this place, and it's a disaster, and they never want to send the maintenance man, never wants to come out, and so I have to do all this legal stuff, and I got these medical problems, and then the Section 8 raised my rent $200, and then the insurance premiums went up about $120 more, and it's like I only have less than $1,000 to live on a month, and yeah. I just don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to. It's like God, I just am so sick of life like this, you know.
I feel sad for you, and I feel like they need to get some people together. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's just they're telling me, like you, and I'm not telling you to be humble, and I never want to see you, you know, hurt yourself with your energy, but I do feel that there is more than, there's got to be someone there besides just the goofy social worker. Some people can help, you know, in the facilities. Now, why am I keep seeing, like, electric company or something? There's something where you are. Are you in a big metropolitan area?
No, I moved to a really small town, and there's this gas furnace here, and they said they had it serviced, but I doubt it, and they won't give me any information, like, on the furnace, and, you know, I worry about, you know, this furnace here, if it's a safe even, you know.
I'm feeling it with you. I'm feeling it. And I feel like LEAP or one of those programs, there's other facilities we've got, you know, and you are in a disabled point right now. This is part of where I want to, this is my soapbox. It's where they need to help you. It's like, come on, America. You know, we spend $300 on a hammer because we think they're cute little handles. They can help you. And working through the years with my advocacy and stuff, Lori, get a hold of me after this at Jethro Smith at AOL.com, and I'll send you some numbers.
My computer's broke, too. My computer's, yeah.
Yeah, my phones are broken. I'm waiting for one to come in, or I give you that. We'll figure out. Get with some officials there. I mean, check with even. You can go in. I know that like coalitions against violence do help with it. You don't have to be having violence to get help. I know that I wrote out. I was so proud to say one of my funnest things was helping with the mineral rights in different places. There's different facilities. Go in and check with them. I'm not saying be humble, but it is a little bit to help you. Talk with some different facilities and tell them this. I mean, there is other organizations out there. We had and back in the Rocky Mountains, we have minerals, and we every year we would get $300,000 to $400,000, and that money would just go to general funds if it wasn't spent. But there's the trick, you know, you come in and tell me I'm having problems, I could write you out an amount. I could also get Mr. Gasman off his buff over there eating donuts to check that machine he's got there, because I do feel that, you know. Patty, what do you feel? I mean, is there some places we can help her with?
Yes, all those things that you're saying, and I don't know on the civic and the governmental and community things, but inside yourself, you need to, again, as bleak as things seem, you've got to see where there's light. You've got to focus on the little bit that's good. There is good somewhere. You can find it, even if it's a minute a day, something within your life, and start really focusing there. You're this beautiful spirit, and I feel it, and it's so covered up. You need to rediscover your joy, and even if you have to look for it a little bit.
Right.
It's that spiral. Life is all, and everything's spiraling. Life is spiraling. You know, the tiniest atoms inside us and the biggest of solars. And we're always moving. We're always moving. And I think, you know, because of circumstances and things going on, you know, you're just kind of in a little bit of a free fall right now. So you've got to literally like feel breaks and go, okay, I'm pulling this up. I am pulling this up a little bit every day. I'm going to find my joy. Even if it's you're just going to put on the radio and sing as loud as you can, I promise that can make you feel better. And when you feel a little bit better, you bring a little bit more joy, a little bit more happiness, even if it's just because you're singing, you know, stupid songs from the 1980s. It doesn't matter what it is. That energy will build. That energy will build. And right now, you're going to focus. We're on to what's not working and what isn't, and the worry, and then that, and you're putting all your energy and focus on what isn't good. Yes, there's lots of not good, but find the good and focus there. Find that little beam of light. Even if it's a little dot on your pinky toe, it's like, oh, that's a pretty pinky toe I have there, and build up from there. Feel. I'm sending you some energy right now. I'm sending you a whole lot of light right into your gut. Feel that warmth. It's inside of you. You have God. You have the universe. You have humanity. You have Jethro. You have me. You have listeners on the chat room right now going, they're praying for you, and they love you, and they're feeling for you. Feel that love right now. You are loved.
Yeah. I really miss my son a ton, you know. And I just don't, you know how to get contact with them, you know. And
try energetically, try in prayer, try in meditation, try in dream time. I always talk about dream school and things, you know. Ask your guides when you go to bed, let me connect into your son. Try to feel him, try to send him just your energy and your love and your acceptance, and that you're, let him know that you're there for him, even if you can't physically call him or write him. But if you can find a way to physically call him or write him or do something, you know, just let him know you're there and you love him. Not, you should have done this, or your dad should have done this, and they're trying to do this to me. Just that you're there.
Yeah.
And again, if you can't do it physically, do it energetically. It works.
Yeah. Yeah. We love you, Lori. We're going to do this, and I feel the energy. We've got a head here on the site. We've got some things happening here. We're taking a little bit of energy. We're all doing the light. Patty and Jethro, I looked on the site, and you have a new book out that you're in. What is the book, and how can I buy it?
Woo!
Hey, yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And there's another one almost ready to be printed and with a deadline of writing today. Did you get your information in, Jethro?
I don't think I did. Actually, I haven't got that one in. I've been
it's
so busy.
It's done by today. Do by today.
I will do
or
it today.
Or get in the book. We do it tonight. I know. It's late. It's crazy. And get it to Maximilian at 2 in the morning, but you have to. I will too. The new 2014. But there's a very brand new book, and what is it? Most trusted light workers of 2014. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
I'm looking here, and I'm catching it real quick in Facebook. They're all teasing me, and I'm like, I have it over here. And I have the book, but you know what? It's in my office. I was reading it today. It's a beautiful, that those of you who's tuned in with it, you know?
Yeah, it's really good. And it already went bestseller on Amazon. You could get it on Amazon.com. Oh, thank you, Jen. I knew you'd have the answer. Most trusted light workers of 2014. By Maximilian de Lafayette. Jethro is in there. I'm in there. And all sorts of beautiful light workers that you guys will know and recognize. So Amazon, you spelled Amazon wrong, Jan, on the chat room. It's Amazon. There you go. Also available. At BarnesandNoble.com and all at LuluPress.com in the hard copy.
Says it. It's like, it's an excellent book, and I have all of you guys teasing me on there. That's how you get a hold of us. Thank you for asking. We are working here on the energy. I got a little pressure we're still putting out to Lori. I had a friend write me, Lori, we love you. Know that we are here for you. This is what Psychics Gone Wild's about. We're putting out our look here. Wisconsin's writing in. Patty and Jethro need to come visit us. I'm tired of these people here. Nobody smiles and makes us laugh like you guys do. 305, you are live, and oh my goodness.
Hello. I need to get off the headset. Give me a moment.
No problem. I'm glad to hear from you. I was afraid you were giving us the buzz.
I know. Yeah.
It didn't feel like
a vibration.
I have my hair already set up. I didn't need to help it. It is a natural cut. I pay extra for it.
No,
how
what happened
you?
Is I was at the at the computer, and I said goodnight. And I came in with a headset, so I'm walking around, and I'm sure the echo must be like parentheses and parentheses and parentheses. My voice sounds so terrible. I didn't want to talk. That's why I was asking if you could do it on chat.
I'm sorry.
It does not sound terrible at all. It sounds sweet and beautiful.
And we love your voice.
Well, thank you so much, Patty. Patty, you know, you look like a friend of mine. I thought... Yeah, but she disappeared. And when I saw your picture, I said, I should ask you about Cass.
Cass?
He disappeared. Cass.
Just disappeared from you? Just you didn't hear from her and couldn't get a hold of her kind of thing?
No. She really disappeared.
Really disappeared like a missing person. Oh, wow. Okay.
You look like her. And I mean, I wasn't going to call for that. But then I looked at your face and I said, that's what I need to ask.
Yes.
Wow.
Jethro, you were right when you told me last time, be careful, even though it's not about the trip in the future. But the people that surround me, and they're into what you said. And I think you're right. I've been thinking about it the last few days.
Very good. Thank you. And I'm so glad to hear from you. And I apologize. I got to get your name again.
I am Deanna.
Yes, Deanna. I get energies. I can tell you got cool aura. You're a nice Pisces. You're a fun mm-hmm. Scorpio. But the name, it's got me in trouble at school and everything. People are like, this guy. I'm so glad, Deanna, you called.
Well,
Patty, what are you getting for my friend?
Yeah, looking for her friend, Cass. I'm getting that some sadness happened. Did something happen to her just before she disappeared? Like
I'm sure,
bad relationship or something like that? Yeah. I'm not getting that, like, you know, she's been done away with or anything like that. I really
Thank
got
you.
That she got, yeah, I'm really getting that she got, just got, really got like, I can't do this anymore and kind of almost went away.
She escaped.
She escaped. Yeah, from something that bad that happened. And so I almost like she's starting over. Like she wanted to chose to start over, but there was still some fear there that she really had to. She put some thought into it, even.
And she's been gone about 15 years or more. So probably more than that. And when I speak to the family, they also, you know, wonder about her. And she's a very nice, very intelligent person. So I was wondering if someone could tell me, and I'll keep asking. It's okay, you know.
Yeah. How, if you don't mind, how old was she when she left?
She was in her 40s, and there was a lot of drama.
Yeah, there was because I'm almost getting, was there a daughter involved? Or I'm seeing a younger woman with her now. I'm seeing a younger woman with her now. That's why I was wondering if she could have had another child or she's gotten involved. She was involved with another woman somehow.
Involved with someone who was not doing the right things.
Right. Yeah, and she really just, she escaped. She got away. She ran away. And I get that there's a younger woman in her life now, and she's actually doing okay now. She's kind of created almost, she has created a new life for herself, a new way of being.
Well, that is good.
Did she ever work with young people? I just keep getting a younger girl and I'm getting a younger boy. Did she ever work with kids or teaching or something like that?
She didn't work with kids, but she did have a degree to teach.
Okay. She might be doing that. That's what I'm getting, working with kids, almost like teaching. So, again, maybe she just started over. I'm not clear why, if you were really close friends, why she just really felt that need to not contact you or anybody else. I guess maybe just
no,
she was
no. It's not me. It's not me. She has a lot of brothers and sisters and her parents as well. And I know the family. So it isn't just me. It's everybody asked about it because we thought that she met a bad end. And, you know, she was someone that I believed in, so someone I work with every day. And it's in my mind.
Yeah, I've pulled cards.
She was a Scorpio,
and I've
by the way. She was a Scorpio as well, by the way.
Okay, so Jethro, jump in here. I'm getting cards of a new life of sorts again, and run away and start it over. And I'm not getting that she's passed on, Jethro.
I'm getting this aches or something. I don't know why, but I'm feeling stomach things. I'm feeling physically there's other things going on. And it was ironic when you said the other person. I felt like the other person was there helping her through another situation, like some things happened, and this person was like the younger one was kind of caregiving or something going on here. And I feel that I keep feeling physical things that are going on. I do feel like you said that she got out, but it's like I keep getting all this horrible sensation, which tells me that whatever went on there was pretty intense, you know, pretty much where, like, you know, it's like she got away and this other
dangerous
person is like, yes.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
This man was really, there's some other things going on with some other people there that were trying to, where she could never have her name out. Why?
Exactly.
Something else.
I fear for her and I send her, you know, love and well-being wherever she may be.
It's very painful. I keep feeling, and I feel like there was some other really, I know when we were trying to do earlier, the guide said that she's like you said, and watching. It's like there's another thing about the justice and some of the things that she realized there was some other stuff going on.
I said something about justice as well earlier, I think. But you're so good.
Was the person she was involved in, was this like a legal matter?
His life became a legal matter, yeah, because he was, you know, in a dangerous activity, and it was very sad because she really loved him, and he was such a nice guy, except that.
Did he... Whatever happened with him, do you know? Is he still around?
No. I believe he had gone to jail, and I don't know anymore. And I stopped working there, but she disappeared long before everybody dispersed.
Yeah, I was almost getting, again, like that protection mode. I don't know, I might watch too much TV, but almost like witness protection or something where really new life, we start over. She might have known information, might have given information, but had to just walk away from everything. That's what I'm getting.
I think that's a good, you know, because I thought another country around the world, because she knew, you know, we worked for the aviation industry. So she knew the world.
Yeah.
I feel this.
But you're
and
right. I think witness protection, yeah. Scary, scary.
Yeah.
Yes, Ro.
Yeah.
Scorpios, we always get into very intense things, don't we?
Yeah, we look for it, you know. And I remember there was eight in my family, eight children. They always called, that's why this name, they called me the wild one. And it was like, you know, I was like, they started. I mean, I could go in a place, and it's like that magnetism. I remember one time I met this people, I was talking to them, and then all this stuff was manifesting. And the person told me, they said, you know, it's like you said, it's like the Scorpio thing, because we went roller skating, and within 20 minutes, I realized I was in an unsafe situation, and it was getting crazier. And it's exactly what you said. And my mom laughs. She's very intuitive. And she goes, I just had this really good feeling. She pulls back up, and these people are all leery, and they're like, your mom is scary. I mean, she was like, chill it out. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, you know, do you look for this? And like you said, it's like, no, we gravitate. We like the bad boy or the bad girl thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's scary. But, hey, thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Love you, and we know you're there, and the phones have decided to do a little clicking thing, so if you guys are getting it, don't think that we're Cricket. We're not Jimmy. We're still here. We haven't went anywhere. We're just Mercury retrograding with a wild flare.
That's right.
And I've got, they're going, Patty's back. We've got a bunch more people. You guys always wait, and you've got to remember, if you get on the back of the bus and you throw papers, we will let you out first, so stop it. You guys are just being silly. We've got the most craziest people. Hello, live, you're live. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on. You are our Skype caller. Would you like to talk or just listen in?
Yes.
You're cute.
15 in the making.
We're having the drama, and what will it be? Would you like to talk or listen?
Say yes again. Yeah.
Yes, yes, again. We love it. We will do anything for a laugh, Patty. Patty wants to be the straight man tonight. Now she's just teasing you. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess she wants to listen. Okay, well, no, that's fine. And obviously the phone did it because it just ripped it out of my little hands. So now I'm going to turn around and grab a... We got quite a few more, so we'll show them. How about 907? Would you like to talk or listen?
Whoa.
Hi, this is Carrie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Carrie, and you are... I know you're a talker. No, I'm teasing you, Carrie. How are you?
Actually, it's been a difficult day here.
Oh, no.
There was a shooting at a local high school, and it was a self-inflicted shooting.
Oh, my.
And I'm really concerned about how that's going to affect my son.
I feel in this energy, Carrie.
Fortunately, he doesn't go to that school, but some of his new friends, because we just moved here, friends with the boy that's no longer with us, and my son just lost two friends over the summer.
Not an easy one. I can feel the energy, Carrie. I'm glad you called us feeling the energy here to help. You know, Patty's going to be able to help you here with some of the mediumship and some of the things there. It is, you know, a loss. I can feel the energy with you. It is good to talk with you and be your friend here. Patty, what do you feel we should do?
I think your son is going to be okay, and you need to be okay. Your worry will actually even affect your son more than the drama, the gossip, the this, how it will affect him. He didn't know this person, did he?
He didn't know this person, but he lost two friends. One he's been friends with since he was 2 years old in July, literally 1 week apart.
Okay. Well, Spirit's telling me to not overly focus. He certainly will hear about it, but not you're connecting those. He may not even connect those right away. You know,
he made a comment to me right after he found out. He looked at me and said, "I must be getting used to people dying. Can I have a sandwich?" And he was just, you know, kind of like saying, "Can I go use the computer?" Very detached. I think that's what is concerning me, because he's never really talked about his friend from the summer.
Okay. Well, maybe this would be a good time to bring that up with him if you find a place that you really can talk. This incident that happened today, you could turn it into not something good, but something that could be positive, where you're communicating with your son. If you're feeling, if it triggered a little something that caused him to pull back a little, that's something that you could tangibly hold on to and talk to him about, and let him know that you really are there to talk, and let him know, you know, what your concerns are. But I don't think this. I'm not getting that this thing in itself is not overly relating, but you can use it for the positive. I hope that that's making sense. Is that are you
it does.
Using it?
I'm kind of getting. Tell me if I'm understanding wrong or correct. That maybe if I can get him talking, it will help him to open up and talk about what happened over the summer.
Yes, because I think you need to even talk about it, your concerns and worries and fears about it too, to appease those a little tiny bit. He had two friends he lost, but one of them, of the ones he did know, well, one of them was much closer, right?
Yes. The one friend, the second one, they were friends since they were 2 years old.
Yeah,
and
that's the one that's the hardest for him.
And my friend didn't go swimming that day.
Okay, that's the one that affected him. That's the hardest one for him, not the one that just today or the other one that happened. That's the one that you might want to do some talking to. Just you know, let him let it out. Learn to transmute the energy. Learn to let it flow through him. I don't know. How old is your son, by the way?
14. He'll be 15 next month. And okay, I really think he has some intuitive gifts or something, because sometimes
that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. Again, I don't know your belief system, so I don't want to put it on you. That's something, you know, maybe even want to know that, not that you want to get him into a whole bunch of mediumship and stuff, but that let him know that his friend or his friends, in a sense, are still there. Again, I don't want to go into a big, okay, you want to contact him at night and stuff, but his friends really can still be there for him. And actually that one is the one that he was closer to. And if he says things, I bet you hear him say things sometimes that would relate to that kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that kid's communicating with him. So let him know that that's an okay thing. That's a good thing. That's not a crazy thing or a bad thing.
He knows that. I actually do intuitive readings and tarot readings for other people. So it's kind of a... He's open-minded there, and he says that he's a wizard or a warlock, and his brother's the other.
Tell him to use the word wizard. Warlocks aren't good things. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Warlocks, again, I'm a witch, so I know these things. There's one, witches call male witches, or wizards. Wizards have gotten popular with all the hot. But there is one male witch trying to bring back warlock. But to us, to witches, a warlock is somebody who was bad, who, like, gave away, did something bad. So,
right.
Just FBI.
So, okay,
have a few.
That's probably what he's labeling his brother as, knowing him.
Yeah.
I mean, some people don't know that unless you are a witch.
I love what you're doing here, Carrie, with you, because your energy is real strong with this, and I love with the intuitive. I do know that, and I can relate with your son. At a young age, I lost two friends. It was very odd that what happened was a bicycle accident, and both of them went. I was to go with them at the time. They were killed in a bad accident. It was very bad, and what I know that helped me for the energy, just like Patty's very much on with, like, talking it out, doing energy, as I know, like you said, with the intuitive, was that we also would I actually sat down and went and discussed this because you're in the ability of it. I went and a lady friend of ours there did some work. She sat down like you're talking there, and she let me know in the spiritual that the person was there. And I could feel Simon. I mean, obviously with my gift at that time, but my mom was very open, like I said. She was like original back in that day. And what I loved about the energy, even to this day, is I know of other people who still didn't get over it. They were just really freaked. And for me, like your son there with the friendship, it was having that person talk and feel that energy of, okay, you know, there is different things, like you said with him, you're gonna be able to really raise that vibration for him, that later he won't be carrying that stuff, you know, because, you know, as we see, I mean, I have clients that will have something happen and I can see it in their chakra, they've never cried, they never grieved, and yet it's something like this that they're like, okay, I'm learning to mentally understand and emotionally, spiritually let that come out, you know. Yeah. And we love that. Here we are. They're grabbing on to Carrie. Carrie, Mercury will let you go. Thank you, Carrie. You're back.
Thank you. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. It's the phones. We are at the last of the show, but we still got a couple of you guys here. We're trying to get in. Don't get upset. We're coming to you. 315. We are still having it. Okay, 978. Mm-hmm. You're not late. We're in. How are you, 978?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm totally holding on to the phone and telling you to stop. And I will admit it in public. It's on my nerves, and it's making me. This is Jethro and Patty Negri, and you are?
I am Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hello. It's nice to be talking to you. I am just calling tonight. I have been myself going through a lot of life changes, and I've been doing a lot of just kind of meditating and centering and working on a lot of things, but I've been feeling like I'm missing something, and it feels like it's something obvious, but I don't know what it is in terms of, like, the next sort of direction I'm headed in, and I just didn't know if you guys had any kind of guidance in terms of that, in terms of this sort of piece I'm missing that I feel like I shouldn't be missing, but somehow I am, maybe too close, but I'm not seeing it, but...
I'm getting that it's all about that discovery process, and what you're feeling is almost a little growing pains within it. I think you've almost got to appreciate and realize where you've gone, and a little bit more faith, a little tiny bit more faith. There's a little bit of doubt there.
Well, I mean, I am human, so I'm working within that construct.
No. But I think that's what it is. You have to know that you're developing a really good base, and it's all about faith, and you're getting it, but that there's something more, that there's something more is almost not that full recognition of what is there. There's something more. It's all coming. You're all getting it. You're getting it. You're going to take lots of different paths, and you're going to get lots of different little crossroads along the way going, okay, now we're going here. Okay, now we're going here. But you're well on your... I'm not getting... Are you getting a big thing like you're missing the big, you know, the thing right in front of you? I'm not getting that. Are you, Jethro?
No, and I keep getting, I keep telling me you're really funny. I love when you laugh. I got to tell you, you've got a very positive laugh. I think you've got to keep going because you do it, and then I get positive giggles back from you. I get your guys like, whoa, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Then you like, and I go, oh. I feel like I'm on this happy swing. It's like, I like that. That's fun. Let's do some lemonade. This is good. And what the guys are saying is that there's some other things going, and I think Patty's right. It's like they keep telling me that there's also something going on with another person that there's something about animals. I keep getting like these animals around you. They're telling me that these animals, it looks like there's something that it's got to include that kind of energy. And they said it's strengthening out some things there that I see that playing a part a little bit later with stuff. And I apologize, but when we keep doing it, I love your laugh, and I'm honestly getting a buzz from it because I can't stay good. It's like, you know, squirrel, and my mind goes there. Every time I try to read, it's like, I looked, I don't want to look, but I got to look. You know, it's just like when you see that person acting silly and you're like, you're not supposed to look because they're wearing spandex and they're only like 320. You're like, I looked, I wasn't going to look. That's what I keep doing. I'm sorry. But they're telling me also, I got you giggling on purpose. I can tell I love your laugh. And it's like they keep showing me also with these animals that they're I feel like there's something going on with these, that there's an individual that's got something with their pets there, something that's important for you to recognize that the caregiving or how you sense with animals.
I mean, animals have been, there aren't any specifically around me at this moment, but it's something within the last like 6 months or something that has been like really gravitating towards me. Like animals have been coming just like randomly wherever I go, coming up to me and kind of just like hanging out and keeping me company, I guess, wherever I go.
It's a loving energy, you know. Lots of cats I can see.
Oh, hello.
Yes, I love that. And I, you know, and that's, see, that's out of the psychic ability. Like Patty was talking earlier with the lady and her child and the other energy. You've got that. Carrie's son's got this ability. You've got some energy that's also really flowing with you, Danielle, that's also doing that. I laugh at friends. They used to freak out because of the guide work. They're like, you can bring them in. Sit down, like you said, and go the other energy. They're sensing, too, that you need something handled. I can hear it. Have you ever talked to cats?
Have I ever talked to cats? No, I haven't. But they're one of the animals that's, like, super-duper attracted to me. Like, they just, wherever I am, they just find me. I'm sitting outside, and then just random cats come up and they sit with me. I'm like, oh, hello. It's not like they can have a conversation, but, yeah, there's
well,
a cat.
Well, you know, they're going to lock you up. I know I've had a few times with the white coat. I'm kidding. I know. But what they do, honestly, is you set in your mind telepathically, visualize it, look at the cat, sense the cat, and ask it like you were to a person's conversation, mental telepathy. You know, how are you? How are things? And you're going to feel energy back. It's a very cool sensation. I feel you have that ability real well. I've worked with some friends who are very good pet psychics and very good at it. I just love animals. I mean, I'm the guy who has had, I love with my name Jethro, but I had raccoons, I had a pet pig, I had a sheep, I had the cool animals. And what was good is that we were able to, you know, I mean, I had a rabbit that used the toilet like a cat. He would get up and flush the toilet in his mouth. People were like, you see a white rabbit come up and just sit there like, God, that is such a cool statue. And then he would wink, and they were like, whoa. And one woman told me, she goes, does that rabbit go on the floor? I said, no, he's not a peasant. You know, and he would go use the toilet. Serious, I know. But and it's that kind of energy. And it's that telepathically of it. And I remember, like, my parrot, I had a parrot and a cat that lived together, never had a problem. And unfortunately, I had that expression, peasant. The cat would, the bird would call the cat that. He would get mad, and for a bird to say peasant's funny because they have a little problem with the foo. And he'd be like, you know, I have a little bit of a list there. And he's like, you're peasant? You know, and it's like, okay, he's getting a little grumpy. Put the bird up. He's starting to, you know, cuss the cat again. But you know, what I feel that's part of why they're bringing that up to you. They're telling me that the energy is there for you to do. There's going to be the animals resonating. It's also a part of your totem work, and that you have quite a few totems that are also with you. You ironically have a feline, that's why the cats, and you have the canines, so the other part, and they live in harmony. That's why you would be very good as a psychic, you know, animal reader. What is our lady friend, that's our friend in the organization, Patty, what do they call him?
Jennifer Wallens, that one who's the pet psychic, the animal psychic,
yeah.
Communicator. Yeah, I don't. What do they call what?
Animal communicator, that's it.
Animal communicator. Yeah, and I was getting the same thing as Jethro, that you do. I don't know what you, in your spiritual practice, working with animal totems, but you do have a lot of animals around you.
That's really interesting. I did not know that. I will explore it further, because I really didn't know that. And it makes sense. It makes sense why the animals are always following me around. I think that would be a very logical reason. It's not that I need to shower more or anything like that.
So
that's a relief.
Daniel, we love you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
Well, you know, we've gotten to that part, and the phones are not playing. We do have 315-371-561. We're still there. And I know live, you want to be live, but privately live. You don't have to be outwardly. You know, you want to listen. It's okay. All of you guys listening, we're going to take just a few minutes here before we shut this show down. Patty, tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, of course they can find me on Psychics Gone Wild, and they can also find me at my website directly, pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com.
And I've got a question here real quick. Patty, if I wanted to have a reading with you, do you do it in increments? Is it a 15, 20 minutes? Because I have a little bit of time, but later I'd like to get a full hour in-depth reading this month. What is the starting and the highest that I can go in time?
Yeah, you could do, I mean, it'd be a real short one because my stuff gets in-depth, but you could do a 15-minute reading for $30.
You guys see that? And that's what I see that. I just told you, I had someone writing it. What? They're going, see,
yeah.
It tells you guys, you've got to realize that we are here to help you. And I got to tell you something. Patty is a top of the line. Not only working together, but the reason I let you guys know this, I did have some situation here in Florida. We won't say names, but they're charging way over $300 for actually 45 minutes. And yes, and I really can't believe it. But, you know, that is what's happening. You know, this isn't affordable. Like Patty's talking $30 for 15 minutes. I know a couple of you had wrote me and you asked me, how do I get a hold of you guys? Go in that psychicsgonewild.com. I do apologize to you guys. I am getting, like you guys heard, Mercury's got my phone like when we first started out the show. So if you do call my phone, please, you know, realize that I only get like 30 calls and the person that helps me has run out of fingers. She told me that. She's like, oh my goodness. So, you know, just so you guys know, you can get me. The best way to get me is psychicsgonewild.com. Or if you go on my site, JethroSmith.net, you can schedule and pay, and it's all confirmed and you're in. And that's the best way to do it. You have to give me a telephone number, so either way I know. You can pick an office reading or you can pick a phone. It's a very good system, and those of you who know about it, that's the best way to catch me. If you really want a reading, I do love, and I know you guys got on me because I never pick up my phone, but you got to realize in our career it's like a dentist. I pick up my phone, you're like, could you pull this out while you're here? I'm like, sure, I'm out driving around. Let me rip that right out of there. So we love you. This is Patty and Jethro. Remember, you guys have gone wild. I do apologize to anybody that didn't get in tonight with the phones. tell Mercury they are grounded. Yeah. I sent them to the corner, but they seem to be going backwards. So love you guys, and until next Friday, remember, we are Wild on Fridays.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you, Patty.